WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The GOES-3 satellite made history on June 16, 1978, when it became NOAA's third geostationary operational environmental satellite placed in orbit. In 2016, after 38 years and a second life as a communication satellite, GOES-3, one of the oldest continuously operating satellites in orbit, made history again when it reached the end of its life and completed the decommissioning process on June 29th. Launched into space aboard a Delta 2914 carrier rocket, the satellite used a visible infrared spin scan radiometer to provide day and night observations of cloud and surface temperatures, cloud heights, and wind fields. The satellite provided forecasters with some of their first near real-time looks at atmospheric conditions from a fixed location. Serving in the GOES West position until the late 80s, GOES-3 monitored and measured Earth's weather systems for a decade. The system's most famous imagery was captured on May 18, 1980, when the Mount St. Helens volcano erupted, spewing ash over Washington State. NOAA relied on data and imagery from GOES-3 to track the dispersion of ash clouds from the eruption to warn pilots flying in the area of the potentially deadly hazard. In 1988, 10 years after launch, GOES-3 lost its operational imaging capabilities. Its long career as an operational weather satellite had come to an honorable end. But GOES-3 did not go gently into that good night. In fact, its storied career had just begun. Although its imager could no longer capture useful weather observations, GOES-3 could still communicate with ground systems on Earth. The satellite's ability to send and receive data from geostationary orbit grabbed the attention of the Pan-Pacific Education and Communications Experiments by Satellite Program, or PSAT. Working with PSAT, GOES-3 served as a communications lifeline to the Pacific from 1988 through the early 1990s. In 1995, the satellite again changed hands and provided a new critical communication link for the South Pole. This time, it was used by the National Science Foundation for direct digital communications between the continental United States and the South Pole station. With an operational life spanning five different decades and six different U.S. presidents, GOES-3 has seen it all. After a long career, GOES-3's curtain call began on June 15, 2016. Following 14 days and 20 orbital adjustment maneuvers, the satellite was carefully placed into a graveyard orbit, safely removed from orbiting geostationary satellites. The final decommissioning phase, ending on June 29, 2016, cementing GOES-3 in the history books as one of the oldest continuously operating spacecraft in history, with a service life of 38 years and 13 days. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.